Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome to the show today. I am so happy that you tuned in. If you have your Bible nearby, please read along with me as I read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17 from the NIV. Hear the word of God. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hand on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then you should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. The sermonic selection is entitled Healing by Riley Clemens.
Didn't think that I could make it out. Got so used to the dark, I was scared of what the light would do now. I couldn't piece me back together with some band-aids and a roll of tape, sitting around wishing it all away, believing there was something better, better. Just took a leap of faith. Now I'm here. Soul began to feel the change. I let love flood my heart like the sun upon a tear-stained face. I'm slowly learning to be grateful. Found some purpose in all the hurt. Now I'm rediscovering what I'm worth. Just takes one step to turn the tables, but I had to take it first. Now I'm here.
Yeah.
The scripture has been read for your hearing from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, asking not so much that this message is a good one, but rather asking it will be a message to do some good. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Speaking on the subject, Jesus heals a woman's infirmity. Jesus heals a woman's infirmity. When Luke set out to write his divinely inspired gospel, it was to denote and to depict an accurate account of the life of Jesus Christ. It was his intention to present Jesus as a perfect human and as the one and only Savior. Luke was a doctor. He was a Greek in heritage and was a Gentile Christian. Luke is the only known Gentile author of any book in the New Testament. He was also the author of the book of Acts, known as the Acts of the Apostles, which was a sequel to his gospel. Lifting up today, verse 12, when Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." The following people played critical roles in this pericope: Jesus, the infirmed woman, the synagogue leader, opponents of Jesus, and some advocates for Jesus. Was the synagogue leader, why was the synagogue leader so indignant that Jesus healed the woman on the Sabbath? He was outraged because the religious added to God's law in Exodus chapter 20 by forbidding healing on the Sabbath because they considered healing to be work. Healing was seen as a part of a doctor's profession, and practicing one's profession on the Sabbath was prohibited. Therefore, the synagogue leader could not envision nor see Jesus' passion in healing the bent over, physically challenged woman. So Jesus shamed the religious leader and other religious leaders by pointing out their hypocrisy, by reminding them of how they cared for their livestock on the Sabbath. But they refused to rejoice when a human being was released from Satan's bondage. So, are we today to be ridiculed or ostracized for activities such as baking and cooking, traveling and light cleaning on the Sabbath? In Mark's gospel, we can read where Jesus sends a demon out of a man. That would be in Mark, the first chapter, 28, verses, Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. And in that same chapter, Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. In chapter 3, we can read where Jesus heals a man with a shriveled hand. These miracles were performed on the Sabbath. As we have been, are we to be harassed and jeered for gathering wood and kindling fire for our wood-burning fireplaces and pot-belly stoves on hot winter days, or buying and selling and bearing burdens from one location to another? In Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, Jesus heals a man with abnormal swelling. This, too, was performed on the Sabbath. Globally today, disease and disability are very common. The causes are numerous and multiple. Inadequate nutrition due to living alone and being socially isolated. Limited knowledge about nutrition or cooking, alcohol or drug dependency, low income or poverty, contact with the source of infection as COVID-19, lowered defenses, weakened immune systems, and even direct attack by Satan. Whatever the cause of our illnesses, we can trace their origin, the original source, back to Satan, because he is the author of everything that is evil in this world. In the Gospel of John, we can read in chapter 5 where Jesus heals a lame man by the pool of Bethesda. In John 9, 1 through 16, Jesus heals a man born blind, and he did that on the Sabbath. The good news is that Jesus, the good shepherd, more powerful than any disease or the devil, we can be set free even on the Sabbath, because such is the work of the Lord. We only give praise just as the infirmed woman. Praise and attest that we are made whole in Jesus. In many instances, he brings physical healing in this life. And when he returns, he will put an end to all diseases and disability forever. Wouldn't you like to invite Jesus, the wonderful and powerful Savior, into your heart today? Praying, dear Heavenly Father, you are a God of compassion and healing. Forgive us for all our transgressions. Thank you for your love and tender mercies. Thank you for your forgiveness, compassion, and healing. Draw us closer to you, O God. We pray on behalf of the lost that they be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. The closing song is entitled The Healing by Blanca, featuring Dante Bowie.
Of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth, designed by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised, every part you made brand new.
Just a feeling, you are my healing. Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea blends today at ExquisiteCoffee.shop.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.